My name's Camille Vivaris, and part of the reason why I was interested in facilitating this discussion was the tension that I've felt throughout my work in community organizing and also my activities in anarchist theory and activism. You know, I was drawn to the philosophy of anarchism because of some of the promises and some of the vision that seemed beautiful to me. The idea of a classless society, the idea of there being no domination, you know, growing up in a working class background where my family, you know, toiled in factories for their whole life, it resonated with me. Then trying to get active in particular anarchist-defined activist organizations, it didn't take too long to see a huge gap between the strategy and institutional critique that I agreed with and the lack of a short-term strategy and the implementation of how do we get from here to there. So I'm very much interested in learning from community organizing. That's why I've taken up that field for the last few years. But there's also limits within community organizing. I don't think it's viable to just infiltrate nonprofits without figuring out the limitations within that work also. So on the one hand, you know, building elaborate castles in the sky out of our anarchist theory is not enough without thinking who's gonna build these castles, how are we gonna do it, what's the process. It's also not effective to simply infiltrate community organizations who often focus predominantly on immediate demands and overlook the root causes. So really, I'm hoping that we can all share, and that you'll stay for the conversation and share some of your insight into your experiences of the pros and cons of both anarchist praxis and, you know, mass-based organizing.